This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Texas is trying to convince a federal appeals court to allow the state's controversial immigration enforcement law to go into effect. The Texas Newsroom's Julian Aguilar reports today's hearing follows separate decisions on the law, including one from the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wednesday's hearing before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals centered on whether to allow the legislation to go into effect while a court case on the bill's legality is on appeal. SB 4 allows local and state police to arrest people suspected of being in Texas illegally and authorizes local judges to order a migrant to return to Mexico, regardless of nationality. These arguments came a day after the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the law to go into effect, deferring to an earlier decision by a three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit. But hours later, a separate appeals court halted the bill pending the appeal. A hearing for that appeal is scheduled for early April. I'm Julian Aguilar in El Paso.
Alabama has become the latest state to try to strike down diversity initiatives and limit the instruction of so-called divisive concepts in state schools and universities. The law also requires public universities to designate that restrooms be used only on the basis of biological sex as stated on an individual's birth certificate. Governor Kay Ivey signed the bill into law today. In the U.S. House, a GOP-led panel forged ahead today with an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Lawmakers heard from Lev Parnas, a business associate of former New York City mayor and ex-Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Parnas worked to dig up political dirt on Biden before the 2020 election, but he has since reversed course. Today, he testified that many people were spreading inaccurate information about the Bidens.
Congressman Pete Sessions, then Congressman Devin Nunes, Senator Ron Johnson, and many others understood they were pushing a false narrative. The same goes for John Solomon, Sean Hannity, and media personnel, particularly at Fox News, who used this narrative to manipulate the public ahead of the 2020 elections. Sadly, they are still doing this today as we approach the 2024 elections.
But Republican critics of the president continue to accuse Biden of using his influence so that his family benefits financially on business deals. Biden Intelligence Administration officials briefed senators today on their classified assessments outlining potential national security concerns regarding TikTok. Here's NPR's Deirdre Walsh.
Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Mark Warner says he wants some intelligence declassified so the public could hear details about the U.S. concerns about TikTok's capabilities.
The reality is we have that entity having that much personal data access to and that much potential to manipulate content on a platform that a lot of young people look to as their number one news source.
Warner backs the House bill approved last week that would require TikTok's Chinese owner to divest within 6 months or face a ban in the U.S. He says investors are interested in a new ownership structure. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.
This is NPR News. The Federal Reserve is holding interest rates steady for now, but as NPR Scott Horsley explains, policymakers signal they still expect to start cutting rates later this year.
Fed officials say they want to see more evidence that inflation is under control before they start cutting interest rates. Updated forecasts from members of the Fed's rate-setting committee still show an average of 3/4-point rate cuts this year, similar to what members were projecting in December. So far, the economy has weathered high interest rates relatively well, with strong job growth and low unemployment. High borrowing costs have weighed on the housing market, though, and made it more expensive to carry a balance on a credit card. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A new global happiness report finds the U.S. has moved down in the rankings. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports a decrease in feelings of well-being is most pronounced in adolescents and young adults, but there is one bright spot.
People 60 and older are actually happier than younger adults. In fact, the U.S. makes the top 10 list on the global ranking for happiness among the older generations. The report is based on a global Gallup survey. Study editor Jan Emmanuel Deneve says what's notable is that happiness among young people under 30 has fallen off significantly. It's not only the U.S., but also Canada, Australia, and parts of Europe and Britain.
And that is highly concerning because we would expect youth to actually start out at a higher level of well-being than middle-age individuals.
The authors say many factors likely drive this, including angst about climate change, polarization, and social media that can amplify negativity. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One.
With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.